could you suggest something or even maybe share some of the techniques you use where, say, a negative or, I mean, even to the point I'm going to say confrontational or comment, remark, or from a boss, whatever, comes your way. And at that point when you really have to stop and kind of take a deep breath and think about it so you are responding instead of reacting, are there some techniques you can share that you personally use that have helped you transition from that reacting to responding?
Sure. Well, I had to, because I was really a reactive person for, you know, a lot of my life. And it really took away a lot of my potential effectiveness and set me back quite a bit. So the first thing I suggest is prepare in advance. In order to retrain ourselves to make our default setting on calm and responsive rather than reactive, first you've got to be aware that there's a challenge. I should say that's first. In other words, if you don't see anything wrong with the way you're doing something, you're not going to make a change. So the first thing is to recognize that your reactive anger or reactive anything is not helping you, but it's counterproductive. Then you decide to make the change. Now, my suggestion is don't wait until it happens. Rehearse. Actually, in your mind's eye, picture situations, first of all, that you've had before where someone really pushed your buttons and you were very reactive, however you reacted, and then replay that in your mind with the appropriate response. Okay. Then start picturing things that haven't happened yet, but could. I mean, you know who the people are who often push your buttons. And imagine something like that happening. Or it could even be imagining the car that almost cuts you off. You don't have to be able to see the person, but you can still picture what, you know, what it is and rehearse that. Rehearse your response. Do it over and over again. This is very similar to an astronaut who, before they go up into space, they do mission simulations, hundreds of them, so that by the time they do go up in space and something happens that's a surprise, well, they've already been there. They've done that. You know, it's not the exact same, but we know that the subconscious really doesn't know the difference between what we imagine and what really happens. So they're able to say, hey, you know, I've been here before. I know how to do this. And they go into response mode and they do the thing they need to do. It's the same here. So rehearse that. Now, when it finally happens, respond just as you imagined yourself doing. And if you do it well, take great pleasure in your success. And you're going to then build on that success for the next time. But if you mess up, like you will sometimes, because we're human and we all do, you know, you can feel a little badly about it if you want, but don't dwell on it. It's, you know, you're human. Just go back to next time, rehearse some more. And then the next time it happens, hopefully you're going to respond a lot better and you can take pleasure in that and build on that success. It's a process, but it doesn't have to take very long at all. It's amazing if you really want to do this. Now, I'd also take those yellow sticky notes and write, respond, 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 respond. And I put them at your phone where things happen, where you're in conversations. I put it at the computer before you email or respond to something on social media. You know, put it on your bathroom mirror, put it on in your anywhere where you are. So that you're seeing this and you're reminded of it and you're really going to reform a habit. You're going to reset that default setting to calm.